I'm not even going to ask you how you are today because I walked up here and they were like, and Tyler said, I got up 20 minutes before I got here. Me too, obviously, from the way the morning's gone so far. I know, yeah. So I brought somebody with me today, one of my favorite people. In the gospel today, Jesus asks the disciples, who do you say that I am? Who do people say that I am? Jesus asked. So I wondered if you know who this is.
No.
Okay, let me try this. Does that help?
It's a bobblehead.
It's a bobblehead. It's not just, you don't know who this is?
No.
You know, I bet if I asked 10,000 people on the street who this was, you know what they would say?
I don't know.
Exactly. Same answer as you. I don't know, but more importantly, I don't actually care. And they would probably be right. So this person, which I've always appreciated that in this particular bobblehead, he has a particularly green face.
Why?
I don't know. Perhaps he drank too much beer. But his name is Martin Luther. Does that sound the least bit familiar, confirmation students? Martin Luther King Jr. is an entirely different person.
But they have the same sort of name.
They have the same sort of name. Martin Luther precedes Martin Luther King Jr. by about 500 years, but I wouldn't let that bother you. He was, so you ever notice what the name of our church is? Lutheran Church of Honolulu. Does it ring a bell? You have all just flunked confirmation and have been assigned to at least 5 more years with me in class. So Marty was the founder basically of the Lutheran Church, which is part of what we are part of. And how do we know that? How do I know Martin Luther? Have I ever met him?
No.
Have you ever met him?
No.
No, because we're not that old. So who do I say that you are? Here's how I know about Martin Luther. Martin Luther had a tendency to write a lot.
Books,
she says. I have cartoons of Martin Luther, if that will help. But if you go into my office, you will find no fewer than 56 volumes of writing by Martin Luther. Martin wrote a lot. Maybe too much. But that's how we know him, by the stories that he told and the stories that were told about him. So, this morning, Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? And they say, or who do the people say that I am? And Jesus and Peter and the disciples are like, well, they say you're maybe one of the prophets, Elijah, we don't know. And then he says, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, I think in a quavery voice, you are the Christ. You are the one. So I wondered, you know, these days we don't often have Jesus hanging around talking with us and saying, who do you say that I am? But I think it's a really important question. How do we answer, who do you say Jesus is? If you were going to answer that question, who is Jesus? What would you say?
He is Jesus.
That would be the obvious answer because I just told you that. Yes. He is Jesus. Okay, what else? Who is Jesus?
A guy.
He's a dude. Okay, what else?
The right hand of God.
Sitting on the right hand of God. You clearly have read the creed. Good person?
Yeah.
Bad person?
Maybe.
Sometimes? Yeah, could be.
Probably.
Yeah, if you listen to our bishop last week, he's a rascal. What else? And he's right, by the way. I would never, you know, go against the bishop. Who else is Jesus? Anybody else? What else is Jesus?
He's a dude.
He's what?
He's a dude.
Marvelous counselor. She's been listening to the hosannas. Yeah.
He's a dude.
Jesus loves us. We just heard saying about that. But how do we know any of that? Scripture. Wait, books? Go ahead and say it.
Ew,
books. Yeah. I mean, part of it is that people told stories about Jesus. That's how we know about Jesus. They told stories like one day Jesus was walking and a man reached out to him and said, "Master, help me." And he did. And one day a dude came up to Jesus and said, "Master, my daughter has died," or "my daughter is sick. What can you do?" And Jesus says, "Don't worry about it. It's fine." And he heals her. And one day two of his best friends came, Martha and Mary, and said, "Jesus, our brother Lazarus is ill. Come and save him." And Jesus is like, "Don't worry about it. I'll be there." And then he stayed away for 3 days. And by the time he got there, guess what had happened?
The guy died.
Yeah.
Guided.
And they're like, "Don't worry about it, Jesus. He's already dead. Thanks for all the help." And Jesus says, "He's not dead." And he says to him, "Lazarus, come out." We know about Jesus because of the stories that we've heard about Jesus. But that's not all. You know how I know about Jesus? Because when I hear the word, when I hear somebody say, "How do you know who Jesus is?" I look at you. Because Jesus left you to be the one who bring love to people. And all of those folks too. So we know about Jesus because Jesus is in each one of you. Even when you're kind of tired, wish that your mother would have just left you in bed, it's okay, you're here. And we're so glad you're here because we see Jesus in you. So how do we know who Jesus is? Because Jesus is in you, in love. So thank you, and I'm going to keep trotting Martin Luther out every Sunday until you get it right. It's not that important, but it's a matter of pride. But we'll see what we can do with that, okay? Thank you. Let's